You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello, it's Brooke DeVard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Okay, so this is not a full episode. This is a leftovers episode. And for new listeners, leftovers episodes are basically when the topic of discussion has strayed so far off topic that it no longer makes sense as part of the episode, but it still includes a bit of information that is either entertaining or thought-provoking, and so I release it as a leftovers episode. Okay, before we go any further, I have a new logo, as you guys can all see. I'm very excited about it. I posted this on Naked Beauty Planet on the Instagram page, and some of you guys gave me feedback. We refined it, and this is where we landed. I worked with an amazing designer, Hannah Kunkle. She was an incredible partner, and I just wanted it to feel fresh and natural. Of course, I'm in my turmeric face mask, my favorite face mask. We added a little glitter for drama. Dramatic effect is always good. And yeah, I'm going to miss Josephine Baker. I selected her as the icon for this podcast for so many reasons. She's just such an inspiration of mine, and I'm going to miss Josephine, but I didn't own that image. That's a poster from the 1920s. And as the Naked Beauty podcast grows and as the Naked Beauty community grows, I wanted to make sure that I had ownable IP. So I hope you guys like it. And I feel like I'll get used to it as well. It's like one of those things when you start seeing the new version of something, you kind of forget what the old one was. I don't think I'll ever forget Josephine. So yeah, new logo. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. Okay, so today's leftovers are with my girl, Rachel Goldman. We did a full episode together called Is 29 the Perfect Age? Probably not. Rachel and I are best friends, so this episode was always bound to be messy, and we were drinking while doing it. A lot of you reached out to me, though, to say that it was your favorite episode of Naked Beauty, so I'm happy that you guys appreciate Rachel and I's relationship and our banter back and forth, but this little leftovers episode that we're about to go into is like the perfect thing to share for Thanksgiving week, because a lot of you will be going home to your families where you probably have some things stored that could actually be given away or maybe just need to be thrown away, to be honest. But you'll hear more from Rachel as we get into that discussion. Before we do that, I just want to take 2 minutes to quickly talk about eating over the holidays. If you're in America, you have Thanksgiving coming up. People not in America, it's still holiday season, so there are treats and social activities at every corner. I personally am going into the holidays up. Up meaning scale-wise, weight-wise, pant size. I'm going into the holidays up a few pounds than my normal weight. So it's already entering dangerous territory. I've talked about it very openly before. I have self-control in many areas of my life, but food is not one of them. I love sugar. I can overindulge. I can really overindulge. So going into Thanksgiving, I realized that I was kidding myself if I was going to say that I wasn't going to eat all of the bread and the wine and the pies. Like, that's going to happen. I'm not going to play myself. However, what I'm going to do is try to drink a lot of water, like more water than I normally drink. I'm going to aim for 120 ounces every single day. That's about like 13, 14 glasses of water.
as opposed to like my normal 8 glasses of water a day. So I'm going to try to drink a lot more water, and I'm also going to up my vegetable intake. I always make a kale salad. That's my contribution to the Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm just going to triple that portion. And I think that if I can eat more of the vegetables and drink more water, that will leave less room in my stomach, less real estate for all of the high fat, high sugar foods that we all actually like. My family's from the South, so a typical Thanksgiving plate includes baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, candied yams, oyster stuffing, cornbread. I mean, we have it all. Gravy, it's all there. I think I can eat less of that stuff if I eat more of the, and my kale salad's really good. But if I eat more of the vegetables and I'm just continually drinking water throughout the day, I feel like I'll be able to better handle myself. And obviously, we all know that turkey is extremely lean. It's also the least exciting part of Thanksgiving dinner, in my humble opinion. But you can always lean into your turkey eating more if you want to balance the amount of carbs and sugar that you're taking in. And also, I think for me, my biggest tip is more of a memory thing. I just need to remind myself constantly how physically uncomfortable / painful it is to be really full. Like, you know that feeling when you're just so full that you actually like have to lie down and you're like groaning in pain? Maybe that doesn't happen to you guys. It certainly happens to me. I don't want to be there. And I always have to remind myself that being full, like to the point of discomfort, is the worst feeling to not get there. And I think that if I can eat slowly and really chew my food and really give my brain like time to register that I'm full, I will avoid overeating this Thanksgiving. Hopefully, I will report back. So yeah, I hope all of you that are spending time with family are enjoying the week off. I will avoid overeating. Okay, let's get into this episode with Rachel. Wishing everyone a very happy Thanksgiving if you are in the States and celebrating. Everyone else, happy holidays. It's holiday season, right? Late November. I hope you guys are all doing really well and taking time to just rest and relax and reflect in this last stretch of the year. Appreciate all of the love, all of the support, everyone who has subscribed, everyone who's taken the time to give a review and a rating on this podcast. It really means so much. Of course, I love all of the screenshots you guys are sending me while you're listening. It's going to be weird now seeing them without Josephine and seeing them with my new logo, but keep them coming. I love hearing from you all. I'm at Brooke Devard on all platforms, and you can join the community at Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. All right, guys, thanks. How often as an adult are you supposed to clear your closet and go through? And I know the rule is like, if you haven't worn it in a year, you're probably never going to wear it.
Yes, that's a great rule, but no one abides by
it. No one abides by it. And I need to force myself.
Because it's emotional.
Yeah, because you're like, this was such, it's such a nice dress. And like, and here's the biggest thing. When something is like a little too tight or doesn't fit you, thinking like, well, when I'm skinny again, and it's like, no, it's never going to happen. If it's too small for you now, are you ever really going to fit it?
If I pray enough.
Yeah. But something will be like a little snug and you're like, or like shoes that are uncomfortable and too tight, even if you've only worn them
shoes
once.
Shoes I can throw you out have to all get, the time. No, shoes are fine to throw out. It's the clothing of thinking this is going to come back into style.
Yeah.
Or I really loved this and I have an emotional attachment because of where I wore it.
Exactly.
Or better yet, the newest one approaching 30 is, my daughter is going to want this someday.
Rachel, I haven't gone that far.
All I think about.
Really?
So my mom calls me.
Would you want your mom to have like kept her clothes for you?
I have 5 items and I wish she had kept more.
Really? But so they're probably really chic.
So my
like
mom
not.
Started a new closet. I still have a closet at my mom's and she's like, please clean it out. I'm remodeling.
Yeah.
This conversation is getting very, very,
very
aggravating for both of us.
Yeah.
To the point, if I see my mother, she goes, and what are you going to do about the closet? I'm like, don't talk about the closet to me right now.
Okay.
So she said she was moving the dresses to the front. And she's like, you're never going to wear this again. But I put it in like a zip sealed bag because your daughter will want this someday.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. All of my listeners of all ages, please DM me at Naked Beauty Planet and tell me, no matter how old you are, if you have clothes at your parents' house. Because I feel like everyone has clothes at their parents' house, right? Like, I'm about to be 30 and I have clothes at my parents' house.
She wishes I didn't.
I know. Well, of course, they don't
she
want your
wants
shit.
She wants her real estate.
But here's the thing, like, my imaginary daughter that I don't have doesn't want, like, my BCBG Max Osria.
I wanted more from my mom.
And but it was probably nice clothing because she's from a different era where clothes were made nicely. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. But we don't know how.
Like no one wants our Reformation dresses.
No one wants that now.
And your daughter won't want your Reformation. No, okay, no. You think she will?
No, I do not think she will.
Okay.
If I think she would want like my 8th grade graduation dress that was like a beautiful white Morgan Le Fay dress that my mom just said, can I please throw it out? And I said, no, I'm going to wear it to my wedding.
I feel like your 8th grade daughter is going to be like, Morgan Le Who? Like, get it away from me. Think about what girls are like at that
but
age.
My style hasn't changed.
Same. True. Like, I can attest to that.
You say that. And I'm like, yeah, your style's been the same. Want to dress with... It's not frills. It's like lace. It's mosh. It was made feminine. For me. It's very feminine.
Yeah.
My mom hated in 8th grade that I looked like a porcelain doll. And my fiance is afraid that I'm going to look like a porcelain doll. Stop dressing like a doll. So I imagine a young girl, my daughter, will someday want to look like a doll at least until she's 11.
Okay.
And that's a timeless, like,
fair.
White dress.
Fair. Okay.
She'll be a tomboy who only plays soccer.
So... My mother is not a fair goalpost to live up to because she is a type A borderline robot. But she keeps all of her shoes in its original shoe box with the original bag. Yeah. Wait. So she can tell what shoes are which. She has a Polaroid camera, which she has like retained from and she's like purchases the film. And she takes a picture of each pair of shoes and puts it on the outside of the shoe box. And as soon as she's done wearing it, she puts it back into the box.
Do you know
when
she started doing that though?
I don't know.
I saw that on a reality show. I can't remember which one. It was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe it's a stylist thing.
I mean, she's done it for as long as I can remember being in her beautiful walk-in closet that's well organized.
Your mother is very emotionally available and the kindest person in the world.
She's amazing. She's an amazing person, but she's also just so hyper-organized that it's like not a fair... Like, I'm never going to reach Jerry DeVard levels.
I have to go look at your closet.
Oh, God. I'll show you after this. You're going to be very disappointed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.